Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Commit or Quits. I'm your host, Eric Nam.
I'm Eddie Nam.
And I'm Brian Nam.
Welcome to the show, guys. How's everybody doing? How are you guys doing? What's up? How's life?
I'm good. I'm good. I flew out to Hawaii this weekend. Just chilling on the beach right now.
Yeah, apparently your Zoom. I didn't realize Zoom backgrounds have even motion. That's amazing.
I'm jealous. No, I'm actually, in reality, I'm just in my room, just quarantined per usual, waiting for this entire thing to end. Reading books, watching dramas. I started watching Extracurricular. Can't wait to talk about that. Eddie, what about you?
Cool. Eddie, what are you doing? Just hiding from the sun?
Yeah, I'm still in LA, quarantining with my wife and my dog. Not much has changed here. It's really been testing our marriage. I think I made the right choice because we're actually having not too bad of a time. You know, we're enjoying each other's company. And I wish I had a background like you guys on Zoom, but I'm using Brittany's computer. And I think this is like a Windows 98 and it doesn't have the capabilities to do so. Can't handle
it. Whoa, nothing wrong with Windows 98. Okay, nothing. Nothing wrong with it. If you guys are new to the show, this is Commit or Quit. If you've tuned into past episodes, you will know that we go through a drama. We discuss some points on it. And at the end of the show, we decide if we're going to commit to the show and continue watching it, hypothetically, or we quit it because we don't like it for whatever reason it may be. So stay tuned to the end to find out if we commit or quit to this show. And just as a quick disclaimer, of course, this show discusses the first two episodes of a season or a movie. So there are spoilers, obviously, so we can have a thoughtful discussion and a conversation. And if you are one of those people who really absolutely hates spoilers, then go ahead, watch it, and come back, and you can join in on the discussion. But without further ado, we should just probably jump into it. Brian, do share with us, what is today's drama?
All right, guys. Today, we're going to be reviewing a hot, hot new K-drama in the fantasy genre that you may have seen around Netflix. It's called The King Eternal Monarch.
It's got royal families, doppelgangers, and love triangles. Tell me you're not hooked already. Anyway, lots to discuss, and we've got a few hypotheticals for you on today's show. So stay tuned for another awe-inspiring episode of Commit or Quit. You guys are supposed to say it with me.
You just got really, really into it, so I just had to leave you alone on that.
Okay, so stay tuned for another awe-inspiring episode of Commit or Quit.
Quit. Cue the jingle.
Hey, what do you want to watch?
I don't know.
Oh, I actually heard this is really good.
What do you say? Should we commit or quit?
Sorry. All right, here we go. So today's drama is The King Yeonhwanhan Geunju, The King Eternal Monarch. And so it is a show on SBS TV, but it's also concurrently available on Netflix. It premiered April 17th, so we are a bit behind, but you know, better late than never, because there was a lot of hype around it. So this is directed by Park Sang-hoon and written by Kim Min-suk. Kim Min-suk is a huge famous writer. She did Dokkaebi, The Goblin, or Ooh. In English, The Guardian, and she also did Descendants of the Sun, Taehyung-i Hue, which had Song Joong-ki and Song Hye-kyo, Mr. Sunshine, which was Lee Byung-hun and Kim Tae-ri on TVN, and Secret Garden, which was Hyun-bin and Ha Ji-won. So, I mean, if you're speaking of a legendary writer, this is it. This is why we were so excited to watch this. And for people who are huge fans of Lee Min-ho, this is his first project back at work. So, we're going to give you a little walkthrough of what happens in the first two episodes. But Eddie, do go ahead. Read us the Netflix synopsis.
You got it. Here's the Netflix synopsis, people. A modern-day Korean emperor passes through a mysterious portal and into a parallel world where he encounters a feisty police detective. You know, Netflix's synopsis are just, you know, is this somebody's full-time job?
I mean, it looks like it might be. You know,
feisty. Yeah, what is that? Feisty. Okay.
I guess. All right.
We'll discuss later.
We're going to give you just quick casting characters for reference, because what is a network TV show without an A-list cast? So, Igon, played by Imino, he is the emperor of the Kingdom of Korea. Korea spelled with a C, all right, in a parallel universe. It's like a fourth dimension slash, like, Doctor Strange, whatever. I don't really get it. In present-day South Korea. So, he is an emperor there, and he's always been, like, a little child prince. And then there's Jung Tae-eul, played by Kim Go-eun. So, Jung Tae-eul is a South Korean police detective, and her alternate slash doppelganger's name is Luna. So, this is Kim Go-eun. She was the love interest in Guardian, Dokkibi, as well. Right? The rest of the characters, honestly, like, there's a bunch of them, but I don't think they actually add too much to the actual story right now for our purposes of discussing. So, we don't confuse you. We're just not going to go into it. All right?
There we go.
There's a lot of them.
That's what I like to hear.
We're trying to be concise. So, let's see. Let's talk about this. We are pretty much, we jump into this show. We are introduced to Daehan Gukje. All right, the Kingdom of Korea with the C, a constitutional monarchy. And this kingdom is essentially a parallel universe to modern-day South Korea, and then we see a flashback to 1994. In 1994, we see an evil-looking dude named Irim. All right, he's going to murder the emperor of the kingdom, right? So he needs a bamboo flute. He needs a bamboo flute that's in a glass case, and so he murders somebody who is his brother, right? So he's like the crown prince or something. And he then attempts to murder the emperor's son, who is Ikon, who is aka Imino, right? So as he steals his flute, his plans are torn apart because Kon, the little kid, slices the flute in half, and then a mysterious person in black comes to kill the evil guy's henchman. Now, if this sounds ridiculous to you, it's because it is ridiculous.
I'm loving this so far. Keep it going.
So, then an injured Kon, remember, little kid, little tiny kid Kon, reaches out and pulls a Seoul Metro Police officer's ID out of the mysterious figure's pocket. And meanwhile, Irim, the bad guy, escapes and stumbles into a bamboo forest. I don't know how, but he's there in a bamboo forest. And then he travels through an alternate parallel universe, which turns out to be Republic of Korea. Not the constitutional monarchy Kingdom of Korea, but the Republic of Korea. So South Korea in 1994. Are you confused yet? Yeah, I'm confused as yes. I'm explaining this to you.
So Eric, keep it going. Keep it going.
The rest of the episode, we fast forward to 2019, and it focuses on a grown Igon, Imino, and the present day emperor of Korea. So he's all grown up. He's the emperor. And we see our detective protagonist, Jung Tae-eul, who is in modern-day South Korea, not the other universe, Korea. And then the two worlds collide when Kon passes through a mysterious portal and ends up meeting Tae-eul in, like, his alternate universe, a.k.a. normal South Korea. Is it complicated? Is your brain fried? Yes. Mm-hmm. Great. So, in episode two, Kon and Tae-eul get to know each other a little bit more, and it's pretty much like him being a prince, a king, an emperor who's not in his home state. And he's like, oh, why don't people treat me with respect? You don't know who I am. I'm the emperor. And everybody being like, who are you? Why are you here? You're weird. And you came in on a white horse with diamond studded jackets. And he has feelings for Taylor. So the one thing that like we kind of left out there is his uncle who murdered his father and tried to kill him. Like he comes to his alternate universe, South Korea, and like kills himself, who was paraplegic, and then he like kills his, I don't know, he just kills people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we know. That's the first two episodes, right?
Right.
So first impressions, Brian, let's go for it.
I mean, this is exactly why I feel like I don't know what I watched, but I did not like digest any of this. Guys, I watched each episode twice because I watched episode one and two once and I was like, I think I missed something there. So then I watched it again and I still just could not grasp what was happening. Like I think now it makes more sense. Like, for some reason, that never clicked that was his uncle. Maybe I just missed a few lines in the captions there. But yeah, no, I was just so confused the entire time. And now it makes sense. The little kid was Imino. And I guess there are connections between the two different universes. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, because I was just very confused. But yeah, what about you guys?
I mean, I thought that Eric kind of re-explaining the plot and going through this would, you know, jog up my memory a little bit more. But, you know, as you explained, even in more detail than I even remember watching, this is an exact reminder of how difficult this was to follow. Despite the good-looking people and the famous actors and actresses in here, I was quite lost, I'll be completely honest.
Yeah. Right. Me too. I think part of the reason we took so long to do this show is because, for our listeners, let's just say this. We don't want to talk poorly about a drama or a movie. Like, that's not the intention. Like, we go into every show and we try to pick shows that we could talk highly about because, A, we want to enjoy the show, and B, we don't want to talk smack about something. Like, we know this is something that people have worked hard on. This is, like, a huge project, and the worst thing we would do is to take away from it. But I think we went into this with the best of intentions, and we just didn't have the best things to say about it. But people kept asking us to review it, and we just kind of pushed it off because we didn't want to talk poorly. But we're going to have to talk poorly because it was so confusing. Like, I was... As somebody who understands Korean, watching it in the Korean language and reading the English subtitles just to make sure I'm not losing things, I was so confused. I was so confused. And I think it really was trying to just ride on the fact that it's Imino and Kim Go-eun who are, you know, admittedly very, very famous, but like the story has to hold up. There was just not enough explanation. Mm-hmm. Like I was literally the opening scenes. I was like, oh, this is a cool opening scene. But what the hell is happening? Like, just so confusing. Like, at least give them, if it's an alternate universe, give them, like, a big blue dot on the side of their face so I could be like, oh, this is, like, the non-universe person or something. It was just very confusing to me.
I agree.
Dude, I didn't even know the uncle was killing himself in the parallel universe. I thought it was just some other dude in a wheelchair. But now that you're saying that, I'm like, okay. I think that makes more sense.
To be fair, though, like the guy in the wheelchair looks exactly like the uncle. So I this is just you not being able to distinguish the difference between Asians. And that's just the problem. That's a separate conversation.
Brian, not all Asians look alike.
Just because there's a guy sitting down versus standing up does not mean he's a different Asian, bro. Like, that's a you problem. You got that?
Okay. But here's the thing. In my defense, if I didn't understand that there were two different universes happening, there's no way, like, there's, like, just two clones of the same person. But now it's like, he was in a different universe. It makes sense. And I mean, I was, like, really, I was excited for this show because it opens up with, like, a big action scene. I'm a big action movie type of guy. So I was like, yes, this is something that is different than the typical kind of K-drama that I've seen. So I was really excited about it. Then it just got out of control, and like I just couldn't keep track of what was happening.
Right. Funny story for our listeners right now. All of us watched this individually in our own rooms and took the time with it. And Brian even like came out the next morning and was like, I'm going to have to watch that again. I just didn't understand it. And Brian, you're very black and white on these things, and you know, I actually tricked Brian. I said, what, you don't get it, dude? Like, watch it a little bit closer, like it should all make sense. Brian watched it again. He like group chats us later in the day. He's like, guys, like, I don't know what I'm missing here. I still don't get it. And it turns out, you know, there are like a lot of articles and reviews of people saying that it is quite confusing, so I don't think we're the only ones in this boat.
Thank you.
I mean, Well, the purposes of this show, Commit or Quit, we do like to discuss some of the themes that are in, or some things that we can extrapolate from the show. So one of the things that we thought we would just talk about is just monarchies and royal families. You know, there is something that is, I think to, I don't know about everywhere, but to me as an American, there's something romantic or whimsical and fantastic about royal families because America does not have royalty, right? Mm-hmm. They say there's like, oh, you're American royalty. Like, but like there isn't the case of like, there is no king, there is no queen or emperor or ruler. But I mean, the UK does, which is why there's Prince Harry, Prince Charles, all those people. There's like a fascination behind it, which I've never, like, it's cool. I've never understood the fanaticism behind some of it.
Eric, please don't act like you don't understand the fanaticism between the behind the royal families. This guy collected the Princess Diana beanie baby that everybody said was going to be worth thousands of dollars one day. And even in the second grade, I was like, Eric, I'm not so sure that this purple bear is going to become super valuable.
Dude, I don't know if that's a fanaticism about royalty. It's more of a capitalistic venture opportunity and an investment.
That's just a straight entrepreneur right there.
Like, legit, that's just thinking like third grade Eric Nam being like, I'm going to sell this on eBay and make hella monies. All right.
Buy some Pokemon cards.
How easy was it to, can we kind of spiral off real quick? How easy was it to trick kids back then and say like, these Pokemon cards are worth collecting. It's going to be worth a lot of money one day. I mean, there's like so many commercials and there's like one kid channel. And if you had an ad spot there, you've won the game.
I mean, you just make it a little bit more shiny than the other cards. And like, there you go. It's just worth more.
Do you think we're just living wrong? Do you think we need to just sell kid toys and just like trick a bunch of kids and saying, this is going to be $1 million?
But yeah, I don't know. Anyways, didn't mean to take a sidetrack there, but I specifically remember Eric not ripping off the Beanie Baby sign and being like, hey, you know what? I'm not only not going to rip this off, but I'm going to put a plastic case over the tag and then put it on the highest shelf where I can't reach it because I was 4'1".
Eric, where did you read that? Who told you that would be super valuable? Or was that just you?
No, it was just no. It's like the general thing. Like everybody wanted these things. And so people would go out of their way to buy these bears or like these Beanie Babies. I didn't like, and when I got those, I didn't know how to get them. So it was like it was family friend's mom. So it was one of mom's friends and she had like so many of them. She was like, I'll sell it to your son for this amount of money. And I was like, what? All right, whatever. So she went and waited in line and bought a bunch of these beanie babies. And I bought one off her. But anyways, going back to this monarchy, royal family kind of thing. Sorry. Mom's calling.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Eric.
No, Mom. I need to text Mom and be like, please don't call right now. We're shooting it. Mom, we are shooting a show. We will call.
Oh, jeez. She's calling me. Oh, gosh.
Mom. Mom.
Oh, how do you say that? Yeah, we're recording.
Mom, we're shooting a show.
We're recording.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay.
No, she can't hear you.
Hijacking a session.
All right.
That happens every time. It's like whenever you guys reject it, then she just calls the next one, and then it's just. I feel like that's
happened multiple
times.
Okay.
Oh Lord. Okay. So, royal families. What do we have to say about royal families? Do we have anything to say about royal families?
I think just going off of that, like, I actually still don't really understand the history behind the royal family, especially like why I don't like, do they actually have any like political power, like legally speaking, or are they just like kind of like props in a way? Not props.
I don't know.
You know,
I know. I'll tell you exactly why the royal family is extremely popular and people are obsessed with them. Do you want me to lay down the hammer and tell you exactly why? It's because they're
rich.
Dude, they're rich and they're celebrities and they got everything. They can do what they want. I even growing up, I didn't understand in the checkout line of the grocery store why people were so obsessed with the royal family, you know? Does that answer your question, Brian? You know, there's celebrities.
I mean, no,
there's history. There's history behind it. It's like there's a prestige, you know, like it's like going to Europe and knowing the history, like people are obsessed with that. And to have like that pure bloodline through, you know, such a long time, I think that is fascinating to people. And as I'm explaining this, like, I think I'm becoming obsessed with royalty as well. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Sorry, yeah, I can't take anything you say seriously right now as you hold a freaking binder over your face.
It's so hot in here. We have got to record at a different time. Oh, I'm sweating so much.
Oh my gosh.
Just to go off the monarchies and royal families, I was curious though. Is it like an accurate depiction of the like royal family back in the day? Like, what is it? The Kingdom of Korea spelled with a C, or Emperor of Korea with a C? Is that supposed to be an actual like realistic depiction of what it used to be like, or is that just also fictional?
Dude, you asking the wrong dudes, man. You think we know?
Yeah. What is this? Like, Mr.
Go read a
like,
history
geez.
Book.
Dude, just Google search. These are impossible questions to answer.
What is wrong with these
guys? Get them out of here. Get them out of here.
We need like an expert on the panel. Someone that
I'm about to hang up.
I have so many questions. But okay.
We're trying to expose
Go to Coursera or something. I don't know, dude. Okay. To Quora. Go to ask Bing. Bing.com.
Right. I think well, there's nothing else.
Guys, right. I think this is a great transition into our next topic. Okay.
Okay.
Another topic. Another topic that we really have no business talking about whatsoever. And this is about parallel universes, portals, and doppelgangers.
Yeah.
You know. Episode 30 of the Tableau podcast called Time Travel. Tableau wanted to talk about time travel in the first minute. And then there was just silence for 5 minutes because we don't know what we're talking about. It's too confusing. And so if you're going to do time travel, you've got to be very, very clear. Like undeniably clear. And you have to stick by the script of what the time travel parameters are within that series. That wasn't clear to me.
You know what? Like, I agree with you. Like, the thing with this show, The King, is that it was just so confusing. Things just kept moving in and out. There were too many characters, too many similar but dissimilar kind of places, lines, storylines. It was just so confusing. I think if you look at Doctor Strange, I just kept thinking of Doctor Strange the entire time I was watching it because I was like, man, I just want to watch Doctor Strange and be over with this. Because Doctor Strange is very clear. It's like, yes, I'm going to open up a freaking hole in the sky. And I'm going to walk through it. Even I recently watched Sonic the Hedgehog, the freaking Sonic the Hedgehog with Jim Carrey.
Is that even why you're not responding to my text? Why are you watching Sonic the Hedgehog?
Because I wanted to get in touch with my inner child, okay?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So it's Sonic the Hedgehog. He throws up a freaking gold ring and the gold ring turns into a portal to go into a different universe. It is very clear where he is going. As opposed to anything in this drama of the king.
So you're talking more like visually. Visually, it's very clear to you what's happening, right?
Right, but like a drama is, if anything, it's all visual. What is a drama? It's visual. So anyways.
And I agree. It's because the scene changes were happening, right? And just to off of that point, the point he's trying to make is one scene, something is happening. And then the next scene is Imino again. With not a different haircut, you know, not even different clothes. And we're expected to know that that's him like 15 years prior.
It's so, literally one detail of like a button missing of a diamond he did or did not sell. And I was like, what? That's how I'm going to follow the story? Off a freaking button on his jacket? Anyways.
I think that's...
So speaking of parallel universes. Go ahead, Brian. Yeah.
I do have a question for you. Do you believe in parallel universes?
No.
I feel like it might be possible.
I don't. I think there could be like, you know, in this galaxy, I feel like there are other worlds and there are other planets and aliens and whatever. Like I could buy that. Parallel universes, I'm just like, I don't care.
Eric, I agree with you. and this is the point that we got to in the Tableau podcast, is so what? Who cares if there's a parallel universe? It doesn't affect us. You could sit around saying, does this mean everything? Does this mean... I mean, regardless, you're eating a McMuffin at that moment. You can think that your other self is eating lobster and chili crab.
But it's not you.
But it's not you, my dude.
Bro, but what if the other version of you was like Cristiano Ronaldo?
Like, then I'd just be jealous and it doesn't help my life.
I've thought about this quite a bit. If I saw my other self just, you know, like Looper or something in real life, I'd try to kill him. I don't think I'd have any empathy for him. You know, in a lot of like time travel things, when there's like, oh, dude, you're myself. Let me help you out. No.
You wouldn't even ask him any questions. Just not a single word. Just kill him.
There's only one Eddie Nam in this universe. Get what I'm saying? I don't know where you came from. I don't know why you're in front of me. You know, I don't know why you're driving a nicer car. I don't know who you're going around telling your name is Eddie Nam to, but you're not me. And for that reason, I have to eliminate you. You guys don't feel that way? Why would you be empathetic to other self? Who cares?
Well, what if they knew stuff that you don't know?
Well, I just know that that other guy's thinking the exact same way that I am. So he's going to try to kill me. Don't you get it?
That'd be a you problem, though. That's you and your doppelgangers problem. I don't think we would have that problem. I don't know.
Okay, sure.
So the other thing that we need to talk about here is just this love triangle, which honestly, okay, there's Egon Imino, who's in love with what's her name? Kim Go-eun, right?
Luna. In an alternate universe.
Right. I mean, honestly, I mean, Eddie, you're the biggest person here that loves romance and love stories. Like, they point to this so many times in this show, even from episode one. For me, I was just like, I could care less right now because I'm so lost that, like, even if this happens, I'm not invested.
Sure.
But how did you feel as the lover of love stories?
Sure. And I've been very clear with everybody on the Dive Studios Network. I am a lover, not a fighter. I love love triangles and romantic storylines. Having said that, I can't love a love triangle if I don't know who's in the triangle. Does that make sense? I'm not even trying to be silly. I legit don't know who is in love with who. I think Imino and the lead actress, of course, there's something there, but I don't even know who the third person is.
Yeah, who is the third person? I was going to say,
I don't know.
I assumed I missed it.
Well, I mean, there's the love interest in his original home universe who's supposed to be dating, but even that felt like it was more of a political tabloid play than love.
Right. I thought that was like a business lady confused. Or something.
Yeah.
Businesswoman.
It was weird.
Okay, so I guess that's a love triangle. Well, that's not clear.
I mean, we're forcing that one. I mean, I was more like maybe like one of the police officers that she works with likes her.
Right.
And maybe that's a better love triangle.
Yeah. But, and just to remind everybody, we've only watched the first two episodes. So there's a good chance it just never got, you know, they just never got to in the first two episodes.
It's probably like one of the police officers.
Yeah, Ito in class, it doesn't really come out until like episode 4 or 5, I think.
That
love triangle going on.
I did like about this drama is I did like the OSTs. I didn't listen through all of them, but like the music in it, you know, I literally went through and tried to rewatch parts of the episodes yesterday because it was I just couldn't make sense of it. But the one thing that stood out to me was like I like some of the songs on it. I think Hwasa did one. And but anyways, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're just going to wrap it up. I don't want to belabor this point. I don't want to hit it so much on the head. But we have some wrap-up Twitter comments where people have weighed in on whether or not we should commit or quit to this. So we're going to read some of these. Here we go. This is from Young K Latte. It says, I haven't watched the drama because I'm waiting for it to be completed. I'm assuming for her to binge watch it. But Imino riding a horse on the streets in Busan is something someone must see at least once in their lives. You know what, Laura? I agree with you. You should just see it once and then just not. Like, once you've seen it, you've seen it. That's what I think.
Right.
So Ha'er says, commit because the idea of parallel worlds, one with the modern day monarchy in Korea, is, curious space at the very least. I agree with you. But yeah. Again, if you don't understand what's going on, then it's very, very confusing. Brian?
Yeah.
All right. Third one is by Sunflower in May. Twitter username is Che Chang Pink U. She says, or he says, commit. The cinematography is lit. The scriptwriter is intelligent. This drama engages its viewers by thinking. Although, pay attention when they switch the world since it is confusing. This drama will satisfy the soul of intellectuals, especially Eddie, spelled with a Y, the math genius.
Yeah, I'll take that. No doubt. I think that's been the tweet. That's the tweet.
I don't know. The overwhelming amount of commit tweets that we have is a lot. And maybe that'll sway all of our opinions here. But let's just, let's get into the meat of it. This is the time, the point that everybody's been waiting for. The world has been waiting for. Are we going to commit or quit?
Brian.
I'll lead with this one. I think it's tough. I don't think I can commit to this one. I'm going to have to quit it. It's a simple, I just don't have time to rewatch the first two episodes again. It's a bandwidth thing. Although I can see where the cinematography could be lit. It was a very well shot drama. Imagery is great. But when it comes to actually comprehending what is going on, I fail to do so. So it's going to be a quit for me, Eddie, what about you?
So Brian quits.
Yeah, this is also a hard quit for me. I actually went on a Twitter rant about this and how, when we do quit a show, it's not because we want to. We actually go into everything wanting to like it. But in this case, between the non-brothers, we're avoiding eye contact. We weren't really talking to each other. We're doing it at all costs to avoid this very episode because we were very unenthused. And I think we came out so strong out the gates with Itaewon Class and these other great dramas and guests we've had that the expectation is very, very high. And so regardless of how great looking and prestigious these actors are and screenwriters are, like, you're going to have to bring more to the table. And for those reasons, I'm out. Quit. Quit, baby.
Yeah, I'm a quit too. I'm just going to put it out there. Again, I don't want this to be a, we're not talking trash. We're talking as just an everyday normal consumer of content. This is not celebrity Eric Nam, singer Eric Nam. This is just, hey, do you want to watch it? I'm going to say no. Like, it's very simple. I was confused the entire time. The thing with K-drama is the opening episodes are always like 90 minutes. That's an entire movie. Sonic the Hedgehog was, I think, shorter than 90 minutes. Like, right. You can do an entire movie. But it was just so much stuff, so many things, and I was so confused. And trust me when I say, I went into this so excited because this screenwriter, this writer of this show is so good. And I was just really, really disappointed, to be very honest. So it's a quit for me. I think this is the first time that all three of us have quit on something. Right. If you do enjoy it, that's fine. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah.
But if you have not watched it, I wanna recommend it. And if you started it and you quit it just like we have, we feel the same way. That's how all I'm going to say about it.
Right. I mean, maybe it's worth, giving the first episode a watch yourself and let us know what you think. At least for us, it was enough to quit.
I mean, we could be completely wrong. Everybody has different opinions, but for the purpose of the show, we give our opinions. And it's just, I guess it's a coincidence that all three of us said quit,
Yeah.
But so great.
All right. Well, that's what we thought on this week's episode. This week's show, it's The King with Imino and Kim Go-eun. And that brings us to wrapping up this episode of Commit or Quit. So, let us know if you guys agree with our decision to commit or quit. watching The King. Tag us on Twitter at The Dive Studio to let us know your thoughts. Of course, you can connect with us on all these different platforms, including Discord, where we have a lively community of people discussing things. Where else can people find us, Eddie? Let them know.
Be sure to subscribe to Dive Studios at youtube.com/Dive Studios and follow us on Instagram at The Dive Studios and subscribe to our Patreon as well at patreon.com/Dive Studios. We got some pretty cool perks over there. And obviously, as you guys know, this helps us tremendously at a very, very difficult time for everybody. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We're adding a few more perks too to the Patreon tier. Like we're doing like a monthly Zoom call with the Dive team. Few other cool things. We got some merch out as well now. A lot going on. Check it out on Patreon. And Eric, I don't know if you said this already, but you can tweet us at The Dive Studios on Twitter and let us know your thoughts. We usually post on there asking for like any questions, feedback, whatever. So just be on the lookout and connect with us there.
Yes, I did say that. Thanks for listening to what I say, Brian. I really appreciate you paying
attention. I just don't understand what was with the part where Brian just repeated the exact same thing that you said?
I don't know. Like it's interesting. It's like he doesn't understand.
Yeah. Interesting tactic there.
It's a
as people would say, maybe he's really driving the point home, I guess.
All right. Let's go. Eric, lastly. What should I do?
Lastly, let us know if there are other shows or other movies that you guys want to hear us or see us kind of talk about and discuss on whether we should quit or commit to. And be sure to please subscribe to us on whatever platform you are listening to from, be that Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it may be. And if you could, please leave us a rate and review, 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us so our show can be discovered. So anyways, everybody, please stay home, stay healthy, wash your hands a lot, and we'll hopefully see you next week on Commit or Quit. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Peace. Bye-bye.